Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Paul Skeens with a very, very interesting statement to Alex Stumpf over at MLB.com. I think we owe something to the city. We owe a lot to the city, Skeens said. It's our job to go out and win for this city because this is bigger than all of us. There's something about this city. He mentioned it time and time again. Talked about the wild card game. We've seen it in those videos. The bar needs to be set pretty high, not taking anything away from those guys, says Skeens. But the fact that that's a golden era of recent Pirate baseball, that needs to change. Well, we all agree on that. The question is this the team to do it? And if it goes south again, Bob, Skeens does not seem like a guy who's going to keep his thoughts private. He seems just like a different kind of dude. He's way older than his years. He was in the Air Force and known as a leader type there. I don't think he's going to put up with the crap, quite frankly, that we've seen for a long, long time around here. That wild card game was 11 years ago. And it's time for the Pirates to win again. And if they don't, I think he's just going to speak what's on his mind, and if that happens to include the fact that we don't pay enough for players, I wonder if he'll mention that too.
I mean, he might. This was a very interesting quote on many levels. I loved seeing it because I think it hits home with a lot of Pirate fans who've been frustrated for all these years. So, it's on them. And like I said, if there are no playoff positions this year and they fail short, I think it would be time to consider a whole reboot of what they're doing. But it all starts with money allocation and how much you can actually spend. I really would love to know the inside work on this. Like, how much does Ben Cherington really have to work with? And if he wants to make a big deal, does he have the approval to do it? Do they have to sign off, or is he in charge of doing it?
I mean, again, according to the Post-Gazette, they're profitable. According to Dayon's story, they lose money. So
I think they make money every year. I think they do, just because of the way it's set up in Major League Baseball. And the fact that they keep their payroll where it is suggests to me that they're happy with that number and they're not willing to go above it because then it would impact profits. But I think they make money. Again, to me, the biggest thing for them is valuation. That franchise is worth a whole heck of a lot more than what it was when he bought it, and good for him. And that's a smart businessman we're talking about, Bob Nutting. He knows how to make money.
It's $1 billion
you have
sale.
An obligation, a civic obligation, to do things what's right for the fan base, given the fact that that stadium was taxpayer funded.
I agree. And I don't see a winning team. Do I see a team that, because of the way the NL Central is, could hang around? Sure. Sure, I see that.
I see that, too, because that division's not all that great.
I'm not necessarily predicting that, but could I see it? Yeah. But really, what does that get you? Who cares? It's playoffs or bust for this team. Now let's take a look at the bullpen with opening day just a few days away here. And the bullpen, in many, many ways, is what got those 2013 Pirates to the playoffs. Was a big difference from the teams that had crumbled under Clint Hurdle to a team that could finish, because games were finished after six innings. It was Watson, Melanson, Grilly.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Game over.
But you can't use that same philosophy if you don't have the players who can do that. If you're just going to throw
right.
arms and you don't know what exactly they're going to.
Shelty is saying they don't even have a closer right now. He won't commit to Bednar. And what else are we looking at here? How good is this bullpen going to be, Bob?
Well, it looks like Borecki's going to be there. I like him as a left-hander. As I told you, that Dennis Santana has been very good for them. So if you're going to put your trust in those guys, fine. But they asked, I thought that...
You putting your trust in Bednar as a closer?
I said Santana and Borecki. Those two guys, I think, will have effective roles. I hope Bednar can do what he has to do, because that's the key to the whole thing. You got to get to the ninth inning, get those final three outs.
I mean, listen, is it the most scintillating sports talk to analyze the Pirates' bullpen? Maybe not, but it's also a fact that when you're listing reasons for their renaissance all those years ago, the bullpen is really high on that list. And when you're listing reasons why last year's team imploded in August, it might be first on the list. Maybe
and
first.
Listen, if you're really trying to win now and every game matters, then Kyle Nicklaus, doesn't matter if he has options or not. If he's your best arm, one of the best arms out there, and to me he shows that he is, then he should be on your opening day roster.
Will Bednar close the opener? If it's,
I would say yes.
I think yes. You agree with that limit?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
I think they've lost some confidence and faith in him. And
who do you think the closer will be if they're leading 2-1 after 8?
Either Holderman or Santana.
Oh my. Holderman?
I think Santana's the guy that really
probably
like.
They haven't lost confidence in him?
They should have. Not as much as Bednar. Like, I like David Bednar, but man, him in spring training, his ERA is right around 10.
I know, but he's been okay lately. He's been good lately, actually.
Yeah, his last couple of outings have been good. I'd be curious to see if he pitches today.
Bob Holderman is not a guy I would trust either, would you?
I mean, he can be, but he's too erratic for me to say on a consistent basis. And I think that's the problem with most of those guys in the bullpen.
He imploded like the Bills in a Super Bowl last year.
Play, and you don't get that on a regular basis, so... That's why if a guy is dealing, if it's whether it's Skeens or anyone else, I'll let him go a little longer than I would maybe normally, just because I want to see how long he can take.
I know, but my concern now is that the Jones injury is going to make them extra paranoid. I'm not saying they have reason to be, but I wonder if that's how that plays out.
You can't be worried about that all the time, though.
I agree.
You just can't.
But will they be? I wonder.
Well, with Carmen Majitsky now in the starting rotation and not Thomas Arrington, I guarantee you he's going to be a five-inning guy.
Is there any other option there, Limits? Is it going to be Majinski?
Yeah, according to Alex Stump, it will be Majinski, and Derek Shelton confirmed that today. So Majinski for who knows how long. I think that's the main thing to take away from that.
See, here's another thing, Bob. I was looking forward to this season, and it's not just the Jones injury. I was looking forward to this lights-out young rotation.
Bubba Chandler
or Harrington or somebody
Ashcraft,
else.
Ashcraft, any of them.
Now we're going Burrows. Skeens, who right. I think is going to win the Cy Young and have the greatest maybe season of any Pirate pitcher ever. And then after that, Keller finished poorly again. Heaney's
I think
okay.
He'll be fine.
Majinski. And who else? Who's the fifth?
Andrew Haney, did you mention him?
Yeah. Haney, Majinski.
Bailey Falter,
that's the other one, who also had a terrible finish to his season. I don't know, man. Are we sure that's a better rotation than what the Cubs have?
Well,
are we sure about that?
First of all, I wanted Jones in it, and I was hoping that Chandler would be in it.
Me too.
So if that happened, then I was going to be pretty good with it. But we'll
Why
see.
Isn't Chandler or Harrington in the rotation?
So Harrington only has 8 starts in AAA, and I think Chandler's right around that number too.
How many
I don't
does
know
Majinski
if,
have in AAA?
He was a reliever in AAA.
Exactly.
I think he only made a couple of starts.
Right.
That's true.
I don't get it. Like, I do think that they probably do, from like a long-term perspective, want to keep Harrington
yeah.
and Chandler.
I'm sure they do.
In the minors for
I don't
an extra
care
year
about
service.
The long term.
Yeah, but they didn't do that last year with Jared Jones.
Right.
He knocked on the door, they answered.
Right.
They let
so
him
why
go.
That, not this?
Because he
then.
Knocked down the door with no earned runs in like 12 innings and 4 starts. It's a little bit different, where Harrington was good, Chandler was good, but Jones like really went above and beyond to earn that spot, I think.
I don't know about
that. I look
that.
At the potential that Chandler's arm brings you, and I wouldn't be hesitant to give him a chance. You know, back in the day, Tampa Bay would do that all the time. They bring, you know, we designate it, you as somebody we
it's
like.
Go
we're
time.
Put him up
it,
there.
It's
Let's
go.
Go
time.
We're trying to win now.
It's not the time for bridge veteran pitchers to get us to the next guys. The next guys are here. Let's go. They've already wasted 1 year of Skeens. Now it's year two. Let's not waste this one. Let's blank and go. And he said it himself. We owe a lot to this city. It's our job to go out and win for the city. And he's now. And so am I. What they're doing? What are they doing?
They're trying to preserve a little of the future. But to me, you want to match it up with Paul Skeens here right now. Everything would be determined by Paul Skeens as your ace. He is that dog on the mound that's going to take me places. I need to support him with a lot of things.
Right now.
Which is why this offseason was bad. They didn't do anything to help the offense. His frustration level, which may have shown a little bit in that interview with Alex Stump. All of a sudden now, if things continue to do this and they continue to just spin and going nowhere like on a treadmill, then what?
Yeah, the idea, by the way, that they're going to keep Skeens for 1 year into his free agency, even. Deion wrote in his piece the other day that, you know, they have to put all their resources and thought into how do we keep Skeens, you know, longer term than team control.
Takes two to tango there. I'm not sure if he's willing. I don't care what minor. If he doesn't want to be part of it down the road, he won't agree to anything.
Paul Skeens has $500 million coming his way the minute he leaves campus, so to speak. Okay, the notion that the Pirates would sign him, even a year into his free agency, at least to me, is lunacy. Anyone who believes that, I'm sorry.
To me, though, that's, again, a choice. And you can make his choice difficult if you offer him more than you normally would.
You ready to offer him $500 million?
Listen,
that's going to be his market value, $400 million.
Whenever you add, let's say it's $50 million a year, all right, just for argument's sake. Take that payroll, which currently is in the 80s, add 50, that's 130. Where does that place
Bob,
you?
Bob, I agree with you 100%.
You can do
but we might as well talk about which one, you or me, is going to Mars next week.
I know, I agree with you, but I'm saying it's a choice. They still have a choice to make here.
Sure, they do.
They can make it right now. You mentioned Jackson Churio in Milwaukee. They saw him at age 18 as somebody who is, and they said, immediately we're going to sign you this kind of money. It's all guaranteed, so you don't have to worry about the arbitration process or anything.
Yeah.
They could do that right now.
They sure could.
Let's say they want to give Paul Skeens, and he won't take 8 years. Let's say even 6 years.
Yeah.
Give you 6 years, $200 million right now. You're 22 years old. You want to take it or
not?
So
how many years into his free agency is that?
Probably one. I mean, how many years does he have here?
Again, Gerrit Cole signed 9 years, $324 million. This dude is going to sign, assuming he stays healthy, and maybe that's the only thing that would work in the Pirates' favor, is if he said, I'll take, you know, the $300 million now. The second he's ready to hit free agency, he's going to be over, I think, $400 million and trending toward $500 million.
Oh, no question.
So, to me, the only realistic place to live right now is in a space of, how many more years of team control do they have limits?
I think it's five total. It's six total because they lost a year, which would have made it seven.
So five, including this year?
Yeah. So then it'll be down to four.
Right. Well, and if things go as they did with, say, Cole, with 2 years left on his deal, they traded him because that's when he would have the most marketability. We're probably down to this year and two more before that talk starts to arise. This year and two more. Maybe you get three. Maybe you can't keep him through his contract. That would be insane to not deal him, to just let him go. So
he's making less than $1 million this year, and next year won't be that much higher.
It's an extremely tiny window here. Tiny window.
We talk about rookie quarterbacks. You can make the same analogy here. You have a 22-year-old stud. Build around him. He doesn't cost much right now. And if you want to take the approach that we're not going to give him a penny more because we control his rights until arbitration – fine. Then go out and spend $50 million on other things offensively that can help you.
Of course.
Use the same principles that they use in football when you have a rookie quarterback.
Yes. And let's go with the young rotation as well. Let's go here. Get Harrington or Chandler.
And I think people would be far more excited.
Yes, they would.
Than watching Andrew Heaney and Colin Maginski, who's a better bullpen pitcher. I think they'll probably be a starter, but we'll see.
And I would have traded Keller, by the way, to get a like bat for. I mean, if you're not going to sign people, then trade for them. They did neither, really, to bring in anybody who moves the needle. They're going to lead off on Thursday. Their leadoff hitter will be likely McCutchen or Tommy Pham. And all you have to do is look at the team that dominates the division. Their leadoff hitter is going to be Jackson Churio, who is a guy who rocketed through and is going to already on the edge of superstardom. That's their leadoff guy.